radio show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
This is the main event. This Friday on CITR, women's hockey returns to the airwaves. Fresh off a bye week, the Thunderbirds head back to UBC to take on the Alberta Pandas in a matchup of two of the best teams in the conference. Puck drop goes at 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. The next night, the T-Birds are on the hardwood for volleyball action. At 5 p.m., the women's team looks to continue their winning ways and move up the Canada West standings in a tilt against first-place Alberta. At 7 p.m., the men are in action against number one-ranked Alberta. Both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. You just gotta love sports.
Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step 1. Get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke, it's where my money goes.
Step number 2. Butter it with your favorite spread. Step 3. Put in the meats and veggies. Step 4. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
Oh,
and check her sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big styles. Multi refine girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Energy Slimes Ermines. We're filling in for Dunkin's Donuts. He's in Hawaii right now. He's on vacation. So my name's Jay, and I'm filling in for Dunkin.
And I'm Jessica, filling in for the donuts.
And that was a band called Nirvana, and that was a song called
Come As You Are, featuring the late Kurt Cobain.
And Jessica was just asking if Chris Novoselic ever made another band after Nirvana. Because
yeah,
whatever
happened to that guy?
Chris Novoselic made a band called Sweet 75.
Never heard of him.
No one heard of them.
That's too bad. He seemed like he was a cool guy. He had
and that's
the rest of the story. We've got a bunch of sweet treats from the Pop Underground for you, as Duncan likes to say, except they're mostly from the 70s and 80s, because that's what we listen to. This next song is from one of my other favorite bands called Sparks. This song is called When I'm With You.
I lose a lot of sleep when I'm with you. I meet a lot of people. upon the banner when they be ye dee. Babi say upon the banner when they be ye. Balangwe di upon the banner women madiba. Balangwe di upon the banner ogwe di jalala. Isa o. Balangwe di upon the banner when they be ye dee. Babi say upon the banner when they be ye. Balangwedi ponem bana women madiba. Babi se ponem bana okwedi njalala. Bisa o otitinika. Bisa o usimana wa. Bana wende mwiditi balangwe di nebana wende na misodi babi se ponde bana wende na bongo babi se ponde bana unala de songo bisa o babi se ponde bana wende mwiditi balangwe di nebana wende na misodi babi se ponde bana wende na bongo. Babi se ponde bana unala de songo. Bisa o otitinika. Bisa o usimana wa. Bisa o.
A song called Bissau by Francis Bebe, who recorded that in
the early 80s.
So this Francis Bebe gentleman, we discovered through our friend Jesse Locke, who is the drummer for the Ketamines and many other bands. When we were on tour with that band this summer, he made us a mix CD, and we listened to it probably every day for a month, and then even after we were back from tour, and that was one song that was on it that really captivated us. It grabbed us.
It's time for Fashion Watch.
Hi, I'm your host of Fashion Watch. Do you ever look at clothes and think, wow, that's a great dress or pants? I know I do. When I was out and about on the street looking at fashion, I noticed this beautiful golden dress that caught my eye in the window of a shop on Granville and 12th. And I was like, what a great dress. I wish I could wear that to our album release show. It's sort of like a cheerleader's outfit, but made out of metal. It's hard to explain. And so Jay here, being the fastidious and diligent human that he is, Googled that dress to find out how much it cost to see if it was possible for me to realize my dream. It turns out the dress is $3,000. This has been Fashion Watch.
The next song that we're going to play is by a little band. Little band.
Huge band.
Called Oasis.
Called U2.
No, it's called Space Art from France. Working the same time as Francis Bebe. The early 80s.
Speaking the same language. Music.
English.
French. It's called Love Machine.
Thank you.
Hi, we're back. It's Energy Slime's radio show. And we're talking to you on CITR. And that was OMD with the song Electricity. What album is that from?
It's from the self-titled album. So, Jay, you wanted to discuss the traffic and weather, I believe.
CITR, traffic and weather.
We've got Shelley in the CITR traffic copter.
Hi, Jay. Oh, what a beautiful day today, huh? Except that 8 people died on the Maryhill Bypass. What a bloodbath. Back to you.
The what hill bypass?
Mary Hill.
By what?
Pass. It's in Surrey, I think. I don't know, I'm really high up in the cloud here. It's just one large cloud. It's really beautiful. I wish you could be up here. It makes all the death and destruction down on the ground seem really minimal and just like, what is life even? Are you there?
I'm not there.
Oh, okay. It's been great talking with you.
Bye.
Bye, Jay.
Bye. Oh, Jessica, did you hear that?
Wow, she is real out there. How do we have the budget for that at CITR?
Fun drive.
This next song is by a band that is from Canada, but we played with them in Wales? They're called Gay, and this song is called Another Green Stitch. And if you like music videos, boy, you should check out theirs. It's on YouTube.com.
Late. I wait for a check. Less income than tax. More breaks for the rich. And I sew another green stitch. Cause I sew another
don't ride the white horse. White horse, don't ride the white horse. White horse, don't ride the white horse.
And we're back. Welcome to CITR. This is Dunkin's Donuts, except it's not Dunkin's Donuts. It's the band Energy Slime filling in for Dunkin'. This is Energy Slime's...
Enchiladas.
Energy Slime's...
Autoerotic asphyxiations.
Energy Slime's...
Empanadas.
Energy Slime's...
Yul Brynner's thighs. So that was the band Laid Back from the album... Keep Smiling.
That's a great album if you haven't heard it.
It's got the most sound effects per song on a non-novelty album that I've heard in my entire life. I highly recommend it.
They got honking horns. They got screeching tires.
They've got laser sounds. They've got crying baby. They've got Wilhelm screams. They've got giggling slut. All the favorites. You gotta check them out.
The next song that we'd like to play
is... You don't want to talk a bit?
Oh, well, what do you want to talk about?
My day was really busy, and it was really hard, and it was really tough. Oh, actually, I watched a movie today at work called Village of the Damned, which I'd never seen before. It's from 1960. Basically, the entire point of the movie is that you want the protagonist to murder a bunch of children because they're evil. So you find yourself at the end...
That sounds great.
You find yourself at the end of the film being like, oh, I hope that bomb blows up. And you're like crossing your fingers that all the kids die, which is not ever a position that I've been in my life. Pro-child murder. I'm always sort of... I'm at least on the fence about it. Why don't you have a segment called Tube Talk?
Yes.
Tube Talk, Tube Talk.
Give me your top 10 tube-based animals.
Corgi, wiener dog, skunk, squirrel, fox, puppo in general, long horse, cat, long cat, salamander, banana slug.
The next song that we're going to play is by a band from Halifax called Mono Man.
They're our friends. This song is from their first tape, self-titled. The song is called Voodoo Crack.
Oh, my God.
So those two bands are from Halifax, which is a really nice place.
We didn't mean to play them together in like a chunk of like, ooh, check out these Halifax bands. They're all the same. Because they're really like snowflakes. They're like unique, little, beautiful, creative snowflakes. Snowflakes are so creative. Next time you're in Halifax, you should see every band that plays there because I've yet to see a band from Halifax that is bad.
Nap Eyes
is good.
Moon
is excellent.
And that's about it.
There's four bands in Halifax.
What are your favorite objects in space?
Black holes, quasars, supernovas, gas giants, red dwarfs, wormholes, stars.
Have you ever ridden a wormhole?
I've rimmed a worm's hole. Guys, for all of you web-savvy net hackers, follow us on Instagram. We're Energy Slime. Check us out. We got 3 photos. We also have Twitter, but we forgot the password, so you can follow us and We may one day remember the password and make our first tweet.
What are your favorite spots in Halifax?
The first time I was ever in Halifax, it was November. It was about a year ago, and it was pissing rain. I don't mean to be rude, guys, but it was pissing like a cat or a dog. And I went to a little place called Brammy's Used Shoe Vehicles. And I bought a pair of white leather. Also, don't buy leather unless it's used. White leather cowboy boots. And I wore those all the way to Tejas. And they really made my feet special. So go to Crammy's. Check out their foot vehicles.
This next song is by King Crimson. And then our last song will be Can from their album Tegomego.
Tegomego.
Hallelujah.
Radio it's Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What does that even mean? Is that a word?
What does any word mean? We live in an abstract society where we derive meaning from letters, 26 letters that are smushed together in different combinations. And like,
who really even knows? Like, you have to go to your analyst to understand what your brain is perceiving from, like, everyday surroundings. And it's like, oh, it's so sexual. I don't even understand. Everything's phallic. I don't know.
Bye, everyone. We were the band Energy Slime. We've got a 7-inch coming out.
It's a 7-inch with 10 songs on it.
Check us out on Saturday at They Live.
You can buy our 7-inch on Bandcamp. It's just 50 cents a song. It's $5 for the whole record, you dummy. Buy it. Hey, jerk off, don't be a dum-dum. Buy our record. See you on Saturday.
Thank you.
gardener plants an evergreen, was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship to taste the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begin, as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo.
I think Canadians have a tendency to romanticize Europe. We have this mental image of Europe that has this almost fairy tale like quality to it. When I was a kid, I remember thinking that a great battle happened on every street and every city was home to a handful of Gothic castles and a limitless number of famous painters, poets, and philosophers. As I got a little older, I realized this image probably wasn't that accurate, but the continent's cultural sophistication and the grand narratives that detail its history give it this almost mythological stature that's never really faded, no matter how old I got. I visited Europe for the first time when I was 17. It was my first time traveling outside of North America, and it was every bit the stereotypical growth experience every North American high school kid hopes it'll be. The architecture, the food, the art, the people. The shift in perspective I gained, just from experiencing something different than what I knew, was really inspiring. This is a big reason why I was looking forward to returning to Europe this past spring, nearly 10 years after my first visit. My destination? Latvia. Latvia is a small country in northern Europe. If you're having trouble visualizing Latvia's location, it's in the Baltic region of Europe. It's bordered by the Baltic Sea to the west, Russia to the east, Estonia to the north, and Lithuania and Belarus to the south. Riga is the capital of Latvia, and it was chosen as the European Capital of Culture for 2014. It's a pretty big deal for a city to be given this title. During this campaign, there are lots of special events and exhibits throughout the year that celebrate the city and its people. It helps foster cultural development and expose the international community to the unique personality of the chosen city. I was fortunate enough to be selected to fly out to Latvia and speak to people from Riga's creative community about their work. For the better part of the 20th century, Latvia was occupied by fascist Russian and German governments. This lack of national sovereignty has made it difficult for Latvian culture to grow, modernize, and gain international recognition. But the point of this documentary isn't to give you a history lesson, so I won't quote a bunch of dates or get into the socially oppressive and violent forces Latvia endured during the last 100 years, forces that made it extremely difficult for its intellectual and artistic communities to flourish. But what I do want to point out is that Latvia has only been independent since 1991. One of the first things I noticed in Riga is that the locals find it a little odd and a bit uncomfortable when you smile at them in passing on the street. I got more than a few weird looks when I offered this friendly Canadian gesture. I also noticed that most people living in Riga wear really nice leather shoes or boots. I was wearing my old beat-up black Converse that were full of holes and covered in scuff marks. Again, this got me a few more shifty-eyed, disapproving stares from those I thought might be questioning the fashionability of my footwear. In preparation for my first interview, I thought it might be a good idea to familiarize myself with some of the more traditional aspects of Latvian culture. I discovered that Riga is really well known for its Art Nouveau architecture, and Latvians have strong roots in folk singing and dress. There is a celebration called the Latvian Song Festival. It is one of the largest amateur choral events in the world, with approximately 30,000 participants. The festival happens once every 5 years and gathers Latvians from all over the country and around Europe. This is Solvita Kreis, director of the Latvian Center for Contemporary Art.
Yeah, that actually comes from our history. Actually, we have those very particular, very interesting format of song.